This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Would you like to punish them now temporarily and end it once and for all? Or would you choose for their punishment to last forever? It is very easy for us to become despondent when we open our phones and we see what is happening to our brothers and sisters across the globe. It is very difficult for us to see them being murdered in their homes, them being slaughtered one after another. It is very difficult for us to see them bleeding. إِذَا اشْتَكَى مِنْهُ عُضْوٌ تَدَاعَى سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ بِالسَّهَرِ وَالْحُمَّى. When one part of us is bleeding, the rest of us bleeds too. Our hearts bleed with our brothers and sisters as they are persecuted. Now, the thing is that we need to remember that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful force. So there is nobody that is more powerful than Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Hence we say that we should raise our hands up to the heavens and beg of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Ask Him. Say, Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters are dying, and they are dying in Your name, Ya Allah. We ask You to help them. We ask You to come to their aid. You see, there is a powerful weapon in the hand of the believer, and that is dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. You know, at times when we see that a problem has continued for decades on end, then we begin to think, why is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not coming? And the reality is, the believer understands that this world is temporary. This world is temporary, and the everlasting, the afterlife is everlasting. It will last forever and ever and ever and ever. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unaware of that which their persecutors, our persecutors, are doing. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And don't think that Allah is unaware of that which the oppressors are doing. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. Indeed, He is waiting. He is literally delaying them for the day that the eyes will stare in horror. The day that the eyes will stare in horror. My question to you, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is if you had someone persecuting you day in, day out, and you knew that there is a day that will come where they will suffer forever and ever and ever, would you like to punish them now temporarily and end it once and for all? Or would you choose for their punishment to last forever? You see, someone might say, but that is injustice. This person persecuted someone for 20 years of his life, for 50 years of his life, and then he is being punished forever and ever. Why? Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal explains to us, وَلَوْ رُدُّوا لَعَادُوا لِمَا نُهُوا عَنْهُ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. On the day of judgment, the oppressors will beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, just return us to the dunya for a few moments so that we can change our stance, so that we can be good people, so that we can do good deeds and keep away from the evil. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, in His infinite knowledge, He tells us that if they were to return to the world, they would have continued with their transgression. They would have continued with their criminality. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes them forever. So know, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that their day is coming. Perhaps they may get away with it for some time, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is near. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُمْلِي لِلظَّالِمِ. Indeed, Allah gives the oppressor some time. حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَهُ لَمْ يُفْلِتْهُ. Until when he takes him, he never lets him go. He never lets him go. Then his chance is over. So whether that taking comes in this world or in the next, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal knows. But in the grand scheme of things, أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. Behold, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is near. Imagine us standing before Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And we think back to the dunya. We think back to the transgressions and the oppressions. You know, once something is over, it's over. So when a person gets to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in retrospect, the dunya will look like a day or 2 days or less than a day.
قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِّينَ.
They will be asked, how long did you live? How many years did you live in the dunya? They will say, we lived a day or part of a day. You see, in the grand scheme of things, when you look at it from the perspective of the akhirah, when we are standing before Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, this dunya seems like nothing. A day or part of a day. A day or part of a day. So this is why we say that patience, forbearance is of utmost importance, dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then to find whatever way you can help them, in whatever financial way that you can reach out to those who are being persecuted day in, day out, night in, night out. Reach out to them, make an effort, give something to them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do it with sincerity, because you know what? When you click that button of donate and you give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what matters is not the button that you clicked. What matters is not the money that is getting to them. But first and foremost and most important, what matters is the condition of your heart. What did you give for? Did you give for them? Did you give for yourself? Or did you give solely for Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, hoping that one day I will find it before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes, it is our compassion for our brothers and sisters that drives us to do this. But ultimately, it is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we want. You see, the other thing that we need to remember in all of this is that it doesn't mean that because we have the most sophisticated army on the planet against us, that we are losers. Let me take you back to Dawood and Jalut. What happened? What happened in the story of David and Goliath? Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us that once they had crossed the river and so many of the army had left, they drank, they didn't pass the test. They were told to drink only one handful of water and they drank more. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says that when they saw the army in front of them, they actually said that, لا طاقة لنا اليوم بجالوت وجنوده. Today we have no might, we have no energy, we have no power to fight Jalut and his army. And then came the response from those around them who knew what life was all about. They knew why they were standing there. And they said, قال الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقوا الله كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله. They said, those who knew that they were going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who were they? They were people who knew that this life is not what matters right now. What matters is our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to stand firm here today. They said, because their minds were in the right place. Their mindset was strong. They said, how many of a small army, how many small groups have destroyed large groups of people? كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's not forget here that perhaps we are looking at our numbers and thinking that we are nobody. We are thinking that we will get slaughtered and massacred here. But let's not forget that Allah is with us. And this is what happened in the battle of Badr as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with the Muslimin, so 313 was not a small number. 313 was the most powerful. Why? Because Allah was with them. And they destroyed thousands of people. You see, so what matters is where your hearts are, where your allegiance lies. Is it with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, or is it with others? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us,
وَاللَّهُ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ وَلَمَّا بَرَزُوا لِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِهِ قالوا ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
And when they got to Jalut and his army, and they stood in front of them, they made a dua. You remember we spoke about dua when we began? We spoke about how powerful it is. And for them, it worked wonders. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. Our Lord, shower sabr, patience upon us. Shower sabr upon us. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا. And strengthen our feet. Why are they asking for their feet to be strengthened so that they don't turn around when they see blood being spilt in front of them? They don't turn around and run away as a result of that which they see. Their eyesight is not on the scene in front of them, but their sight is on their meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And help us against the disbelieving people. You know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? He says,
فَهَزَمُوهُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتُ وَآتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَعَلَّمَهُ مِمَّا يَشَاءُ.
And Dawood killed Jalut. Dawood is a small man who looked weak, in front of Jalut, but he killed him. And the Israeli riwayat, the riwayat from the people of Banu Israel, tell us that it was a slingshot that he used to kill the giant. A stone used in the correct manner to kill a giant. You see the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he is with you, he will employ the smallest of armies to kill the largest of enemies. And you see here, when Abraha wanted to attack the Kaaba, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use?
أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ.
He sent birds with stones, that literally pelted the elephants from the top. The army of Abraha was destroyed with pebbles and birds. Yet he had mighty elephants with him. So do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not aware of what is happening? Do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not help our brothers and sisters? Nay, he will most definitely help. And the help is coming. But my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, just because something does not happen upon our timeline, it doesn't mean that it is not going to happen. We need to have patience. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help our brothers and sisters who are bleeding. And let's put our differences aside and stand united for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us help them. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina.